And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo. Oh, that was good. You sound like the music in a way. People wouldn't even know it was you or Memorex.
This is jazz, baby.
And, hey, is your mic? Oh, it's just a soft-spoken.
Yeah.
And we got Eric behind the glass and Trisha Woo-hoo. Drinking Dunkin' Donut coffee. And
I'm drinking
water.
H2O. Yes, Breakthrough Entertainment's water show. I was behind
That's not
the
Dunkin'
glass
Donut coffee
as well.
Oh,
I was behind the glass as well.
Yeah, you did a good job answering the phone.
Yeah, I was bringing on our next guest, but before we talk about that, on the waterfront, the score by Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, great!
I think this is Leonard Bernstein's only score.
Oh, I think he was married several times.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, on that note, we gave three thumbs up to The Water Diviner starring Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe plays a water diviner. Well, I wonder if he did any research for his role and spoke to a guy kind of like Greg Storozook. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Good to be here. How can I help you?
Well, we're really fascinated by this topic. I mean, I used to know a guy named Bill Subers. He's passed away since then, but he was a real dowser. And so I've seen this in action, and it is so fascinating. Tell us, for people who haven't seen the film, Greg, and some people who don't know what a dowser or a water diviner is, basically explain to us what that term is.
Well, that, believe it or not, that can be very complex. Most people are used to seeing like an old man with a floppy hat using a forked stick walking through a field and locating water.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true. It's a fact. But the thing is, over the years, dowsing has evolved tremendously. It turns out that what dowsing actually is a language. It's a very simple language. The answer to any question that you have is already known somewhere, somehow. And by dowsing for this, you can receive either a yes or a no answer to any question that you may have.
So not just with water, huh?
No, sir, not just with water. But you see, water was it was a survival thing, and it still is. It's a survival thing. And that was what it was most used for. It was most commonly used for that. But, you know, over time, people have tried different things with it, and little by little it has evolved into what it is today.
In fact, in 1946, Albert Einstein wrote a letter saying the dowsing rod is a simple instrument which shows the reaction of the human nervous system to certain factors which are unknown to us at this time. I think that's consistent, meaning Einstein says, yeah, this thing works. He's not exactly sure how. And have you heard that quote from Albert Einstein?
Yes. In fact, I think we have that letter in our headquarters.
Oh, you do? Wow.
I believe so, yes.
Well, and I do have to tell you that I find that very interesting because I kind of thought that when this star, well, when in the movie, this character uses his divining ability to find something other than water, and I thought that was a stretch, but it sounds like it's not.
No, it isn't. Actually, you see, I'm a professional dowser. I've been professionally dowsing since the 80s, the early 80s. And this is how I earn my living. Basically, if I don't douse, I don't eat. So I've got to be able to do something other than locate water.
Really? Well, you know, I want to take that and remind our listeners that we are speaking with a professional water dowser, a water diviner. Tell us, you know, we're going to ask you some more questions, but I want to make sure that we let people know how they can contact you. Of course, we're in Arizona, but you are a member of the American Society of Dowsers, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And what is your company? You're in Colorado, right?
Yes, I'm in Colorado. It's Colorado Dowsing Service and Supply is the name of my business, but I don't have a site on the net or anything of the sort. Everything I get is all usually verbal references from satisfied people.
Okay.
I don't advertise.
All right. So then if there was someone in Arizona that was interested in water dowsing, should they just go to the Arizona Society of Dowsing website?
Dowsers? Well, they could do that if they have one, sure. Or they could contact me directly. That's fine. I don't mind.
Okay.
And then you said it is also not just used for water.
No, ma'am.
Now, does the person need to be physically, if you're using your dowsing abilities for answering other questions, do they need to be right there with you? Is it something you can do over the phone?
No, nobody. You don't have to be in the direct presence of a dowser. No, I do an awful lot of work over the telephone and through the mail. I douse maps. You know, that may be a stretch to a lot of people, but a map or even a hand-drawn sketch is basically, to a dowser, the same thing as being on site. So you can just douse the map and make a location that way, too.
Well, let me ask you this, Greg. Is it the stick, the dowsing instrument, the key, or is it your intuition?
No, actually, I personally am thoroughly convinced that everyone has the potential to become a dowser. But dowsing is unlike any other skill. See, with most skills, you have to try to make it work, and you work at it and work at it, but not dowsing. Dowsing's totally unlike it. With dowsing, the only effort involved is to relax and allow. These are two words I teach all of my students, relax and allow. You do not make dowsing work. You have to allow dowsing to work through you.
Now, so then if one of our listeners or, you know, yes, here in studio, because I'm very fascinated by this, if there was a simple exercise that you could recommend to see if we had, you know, some of these abilities that, you know, if we were, I mean, I know that we're all capable of doing it, but if we're all, I mean, if we're capable of relaxing enough to do this, what kind of exercise could we do to test this out?
Well, meditation is probably one of the best things you can do.
Okay.
But it's also, you could also get a pair of coat hangers. Okay, relax your mind and just walk through your house and see if you receive any kind of a dowsing reaction. In other words, something that you weren't expecting, and then all of a sudden, pow, the coat hanger, whatever you're using, is either going to open or close, one or the other. You have no idea why, but that is a dowsing reaction, meaning your body is responding to some kind of an energy that's going through the house.
So do you
More than likely, it's probably water.
So you ask it a question, or you just how do you determine what the rods are referring to or hangers?
Yes, you do ask questions. Like I mentioned earlier, dowsing is a language. It's a very simple yes or no language, and the answer to your question is already known. So all you have to do is to ask your question. You know. Let's say I'm looking for some underground flowing drinkable water, and you walk around your backyard and see what happens. If the rods move either out or in, you're receiving a reaction to that. But so, then you need to develop what we call a code, a dowsing code. And that's when the rods move outward, does this mean yes, yes or no? And when the rods move in, does this mean yes or no? See, these are things you need to determine for yourself so you have a two-way communication going.
And so how would you be able to determine that if it's not? Because I always thought that you know, when the rods would cross, that was the place.
Okay. Well,
or if it's a forked stick, that it would come down. It would be pulled downward. But,
well, oddly enough, you're correct. However, I've noticed, like I said, I've been teaching this for a lot of years too, and I've found that for some reason or another, when you're using a Y rod or a forked stick, when the rod comes toward you. For some reason or another, don't ask me why, but the person using the rod is usually English, Irish, Scotch, or Welsh, someone from the British Isles. Mm. And I found this to be true in about 85% of the cases. For anyone here in the United States, the rod pulls downward.
And is that, so it's where you are physically or what your genetic background is?
That's a very good question, and I do not have an answer for that. I just know that the people, when I see, you know, I'm teaching people and I see the rod moving toward them, that's the question I ask, whether or not they have any English, Irish, Scotch, or Welsh in their blood. And they do. I would assume then that it would be genetic or somehow handed down.
Now, Greg, is this ever used, dowsing, divining, for any, like, missing persons cases or anything similar to that?
Oh, Yes, yes it is. Like I said, the answer to any question is already known. All you have to do is ask the right question.
Now,
yeah, personally, I use it for water, of course, oil. I can't get into that too deeply, but I do locate oil with that as well. Natural gas, minerals, geopathic zones are a big one. And geopathic zones are areas that are considered to be either dangerous or detrimental to human health in some way. I douse a lot of haunted houses, or people say that their houses are haunted, and inevitably they do have some kind of a spirit inside. But you just douse it and talk to them and let them know that they don't belong here, and you move them on their merry way.
Now, that you said the answer to any question's already known.
That's correct.
So my question is already known to this question that I'm going to ask.
Oh, boy.
Does that apply to any future outcome? So if someone wanted to say, who's going to win the Kentucky Derby on May 2nd, we know?
It has to be a yes or no question.
Oh, it's only yes or no?
Yeah, that's very true.
So you could
However, think about it for a second. You see, dowsing is very simple. It's a very simple thing. It isn't easy, but it is very simple. Now, you ask about the Kentucky Derby. Sure, I could pick out the fastest horse in the race. However, there's a rider on the back of the horse. That rider may choose to slow that horse down.
Okay, so
I have control over that.
But
the point is here, you're asking a future question, and there's always human involvement involved with anything in the future.
Gotcha.
So you can't really ask a question like that unless the whatever it is you're asking is already in motion somehow.
So during the race.
Well. What about something like the lottery? The lottery that is determined by random balls.
Well, again, like I said, it's very simple, but it isn't easy. Here you're talking about mental balance. Balance is a key in dowsing. Okay, you have to maintain perfect balance physically, mentally, astrally, and spiritually. And something like that would involve emotion. You know, I want to win the lottery. And as soon as you've done that, mentally, you've taken yourself off balance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot of sense.
So yeah, so again, like I said, dowsing overall, it's a very, very simple thing, but it is not easy. And you just have to practice, that's all.
Well, it is a very fascinating subject. You're a very fascinating individual. We'd love to have you come in studio if you're ever in Phoenix, Greg. Is there some way that you said that our listeners could get in touch with you? Is it by email, or what kind of information would you like to give out?
Yes, people, they can call me on the phone or email me. My email, can I give you my email address?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's all one word, Colorado Dowser. That's Dowser, ColoradoDowser@yahoo.com. And my phone number here is area code 303-274-4158. And the best time to reach me is usually in the afternoons. I'm up in the office in the morning and I'm working.
Now, one last thing that's something recent in your state, of course, is any of the marijuana guys asking you for water? I mean, where they can locate water to grow stuff?
No, actually, none of them have, to tell you the truth.
That's interesting, because they're making a fortune out there.
Yeah, well, but water out here is it's a major problem. Actually, water, California, a lot of places, it's a major difficulty.
Is that something
a personal thing with each dowser, because with me, even though I work for oil companies, I told my boss right off the bat, I says, I will not douse any water wells for fracking purposes. And I do that because in my judgment, it'll hurt the earth. The earth is far more important than filling up my gas tank.
Yeah. Well, and what we're finding, the residuals of fracking, unfortunately, are...
Yes. Well, I agree.
Appear to be horrible. Yes, horrific.
Yeah, but dowsing's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable. It's something that, I got started in this whole thing 30-odd years ago as a skeptic. It was the biggest bunch of bull I heard in my life.
Wow.
Well, until I tried it, and then, you know, it's like getting smacked in the head with a sledgehammer. You know, pow, wow, I didn't do that.
Well, what? Greg Storozuk, we thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment. We suggest you go out and see The Water Diviner, but, you know, we'd love to see you in action. I'm going to be trying some of this stuff at home. Greg Storozuk, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
This is Escaping the Smokers by James Newton Howard, Waterworld.
And we'll be right back.